Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Maria Ressa's How to Stand Up to a Dictator is a political memoir, media critique, and warning about the fragility of democracy in the digital age. Drawing on her work as a journalist in the Philippines and her experience as the founder of Rappler, Ressa shows how authoritarian power grows through a combination of state pressure, legal intimidation, and coordinated disinformation. The book is not only about one country or one leader. It connects events in the Philippines to broader global patterns, including the rise of strongman politics, the manipulation of social media, and the erosion of trust in institutions. Its purpose is both personal and civic to document what happens when truth-telling becomes dangerous, and to argue that citizens, journalists, and institutions must actively defend democratic norms before they are weakened beyond repair. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a memoir of journalism under pressure from state power. At its core, the book is a first-person account of what it means to practice journalism when the government treats independent reporting as a threat. Ressa traces her career from reporting in the Philippines to leading Rappler, showing how journalism can move from public service to political target once it begins exposing corruption and abuse. This memoir element matters because it grounds the larger political argument in lived consequences, surveillance, harassment, court cases, and constant uncertainty. Rather than presenting authoritarianism as an abstract system, Ressa shows how it reaches into daily work, forcing journalists to make choices about risk, truth, and endurance. The result is a portrait of press freedom not as a slogan, but as a condition that can disappear when power is left unchecked. Secondly, how disinformation becomes a tool of authoritarian control. One of the book's most important arguments is that authoritarianism in the 21st century depends heavily on information warfare. Ressa describes how falsehoods, coordinated online abuse, and algorithm-driven amplification can reshape public perception before people realize they are being manipulated. In her analysis, disinformation is not a side effect of political conflict. It is a central weapon used to divide citizens, discredit critics, and normalize abuse. The book links local propaganda networks of Philippines to wider global patterns, showing that the same dynamics can appear in different political settings. This approach is especially useful because it explains why modern authoritarian movements can spread quickly, even in societies that still appear democratic on the surface. The danger is not only lies themselves, but the speed and scale at which lies can be packaged, repeated, and emotionally reinforced through digital platforms. Thirdly, social media platforms as accelerators of democratic decay. Ressa does not treat technology as neutral infrastructure. Instead, she argues that social media companies have helped intensify political polarization by rewarding outrage, fear, and attention over accuracy. The book's critique is not simply that platforms host bad content, but that their business models can give disinformation a structural advantage. In this view, the same tools that make communication fast and viral can also make manipulation cheap and highly effective. That argument gives the book broader relevance beyond the Philippines, because it suggests that democratic instability is now tied to the design of digital systems as much as to the ambitions of politicians. By connecting media technology to political consequences, Ressa shows why defending democracy now requires more than elections or legal reforms. It also requires confronting the incentives that shape how people receive and trust information. Fourthly, legal harassment and the weaponization of the justice system. Another major theme is the use of law as an instrument of intimidation. Ressa describes how authorities can pursue critics through multiple charges, lengthy trials, and procedural pressure, even when the deeper aim is to exhaust and silence them. This tactic is important because it preserves a surface appearance of legality while undermining the rule of law from within. The book shows that authoritarianism does not always arrive through dramatic coups or open bans on dissent. It can advance through paperwork, courts, and bureaucratic pressure that make resistance increasingly costly. By focusing on cyberlibel and related legal threats, Ressa explains how governments can target journalists while claiming to follow due process. This makes the book especially valuable for readers interested in how democratic institutions can be bent rather than simply broken, and why legal systems must be protected from political capture. Lastly, moral courage, empathy, and the question of civic responsibility. The book is also a reflection on character and responsibility, not only institutions. Ressa repeatedly returns to the question of what people are willing to sacrifice for truth, which turns the memoir into a broader meditation on civic courage. She emphasizes values such as empathy, honesty, and faith in humanity as practical defenses against political cruelty and social fragmentation. This is important because the book does not present resistance as heroic abstraction. It presents it as a disciplined choice made under pressure, often without certainty of success. The focus on moral responsibility makes the book relevant to readers who may never face Ressa's exact circumstances, but still have to decide how to respond to lies, intimidation, and abuse in their own societies. By linking personal integrity to democratic survival, Ressa gives the book a strong ethical dimension that distinguishes it from more conventional accounts of political crisis. In conclusion, How to Stand Up to a Dictator is best suited to readers who want to understand how authoritarianism operates in the modern information environment. Especially journalists, students of politics, civic leaders, and anyone concerned with press freedom or democratic decline. It is also valuable for readers who want a memoir that does more than recount personal struggle. Ressa uses her experience to explain a broader system of disinformation, legal intimidation, and platform-driven political manipulation. The practical benefit of the book is that it helps readers recognize patterns that can be hard to see in real time, such as how online falsehoods, state pressure, and institutional weakness reinforce one another. Intellectually, it stands out because it combines moral testimony with political diagnosis. Compared with many books on authoritarianism, it is unusually concrete about the role of social media and the legal system, while remaining grounded in a personal story of resilience. Its distinctive strength is that it treats defending truth as both a public duty and a daily discipline, making it especially relevant to readers living in democracies that feel stable but are not immune to erosion. If you would like to support Maria Ressa, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!